guess we should label this podcast series the Troublesome Gap Series, because I took a weekend away and I'm sitting up at Troublesome Gap, North Carolina, on top of the ridge between Troublesome Gap and Hap Mountain, and I am watching the rain put the fire out. It's been a beautiful day. Mid-70s, supposed to get down into the low 40s tonight, and temperature's dropping pretty quickly, and I was sitting by the fire. Like I said, the rain, that's so much not. So I moved underneath the picnic shelter. You can probably hear the raindrops hitting the tin roof. That is the most relaxing thing, I think. And so, like I said, been a wonderful day. And rain's coming down pretty good. And I think that, you know, when you think about experiences, so many times when we buy a product, what we're really wanting to buy is the experience that we think might go along with that product. This is not true for everything. But there's an awful lot of products. There's this huge element. Right now, I'm watching the sun's going down in Tennessee. And there's still a little bit of a corona left from sunset. But it's dark and it's quiet. There's no one within, I'm the only living person that I know of within about 3/4 of a mile. So this is a pretty remote location, and it's really a wonderful place to be. So it's a nice experience, because I'm up here, I'm underneath a picnic shelter, and it's raining, and it's quiet, and it's remote, and there's no one around. I think the rain probably even keep the coyotes away. And so when you think about the products you're designing, and I try to do this, and with it, it don't always succeed, but I think so many times as we're looking at a product, I'm always pushing customer experience. You know, what is that customer experience? And that may be the distributor's experience with your product. It may be the resellers. It may be the end users. Maybe the specifiers. It may be the guy at the trade show. But that experience that that person has translates into their perception of your product, their passion about your product. You know, do they tell other people about your product? Do they buy your product? And I think that a lot of times people say, well, yeah, we're doing all this stuff, and it's a product that people don't really care that much about. Okay, yeah, maybe they'll like it at the trade show. Well, I think there's a risk there that if you have wonderful products and a history of wonderful products when they don't have to be so wonderful, then as long as the price is reasonable, I think that you sort of have this buzz, this corona, where people expect wonderful products, and so they tend to look at your products more favorably and more receptively. So when there is a new product announcement, they're not just, oh yeah, it's somebody's putting something out. It's like, oh, that's in this case, Monte Gear product. We like the slingshots. So, wow, we'll love the blank, blank, blank. And so I think it's so important that our products reflect that passion, reflect that, those values, so that the customer helps build that buzz. You know, that's so important in the internet age, because when people review a product, other people believe those reviews. I mean, think about, you know, most people, and myself included, before I go to a restaurant, I check the reviews. Before I buy a major appliance, you're doggone right, I'm checking the reviews. And so those reviews are very important, but I think those reviews are also impacted our perception as a consumer or a specifier or what have you, is impacted by that corona effect I just mentioned. Because if there's this really wonderful experience that happens again and again and again with these products, every new product is generally a wonderful experience. Not everybody can get all of them. But when you have that reputation, then I think that even affects the social media, because then people are even more excited to write a review about it. And so there again, building that buzz and that public relations, I think that that's all an important part of product design that often gets overlooked. You know, how do you do the PR for this product? And, you know, what is the buzz? What is the social media part of this product? You know, why would someone on Facebook or someone on eOpinion or some other website go, wow, you should buy this product? What motivates them to sit down and write an evaluation that of your product? And I think that if you can, as a designer, an engineer, create those products where people do want to sit down, not to complain, but to say, wow, this is great, I'm just overjoyed, then those evaluations have great weight, you know, because a lot of times on the internet, so many evaluations are negative. And if someone's really upset, then they're pretty likely to go write something anymore about your restaurant or your product or your service. So what we want to do is try to encourage people to write those glowing reviews, and those carry weight a lot of times, because if your competitors have a bunch of, you may have competitors who have wonderful products, but they're not getting that corona effect and they're not having people write as many positive reviews. So when someone goes online, they see all these negative reviews that may be, you know, anecdotal or just very small numbers, but those are the vocal minority. And then they go to yours, and where you've had that corona effect, and people want to talk about it. They want that buzz. They want to be part of this experience that you're creating, this customer experience. And they write good things about your products. And then I think people are much more likely to buy those products. So anyway, so that's my thought, sitting on top of the mountain. It's very quiet. It's almost spooky quiet, to be honest. There aren't even any coyote howling or anything. Not much to hear. But anyway, so y'all have a great day, and I appreciate you listening. Right, goodbye.